even after Monday night's disappointing loss to the Chargers, the Broncos know at this point they can't look back and have to focus everything on a 4-6 Rams team trying to do what it can to stay in the tight NFC West playoff race. Playing at home should provide a bit of a boost for the Broncos as they go for their fourth win of the season, and so should the return of Robert Ayers. The linebacker practiced all week and says he expects to play on Sunday.
Pass is the pass, you know, we got to keep moving. We can't think about what we did in the past, you know. Last 10, 11 games, whatever it is, you know, they're gone, and, you know, we got 5 or 6 more, and we're just going to focus on that. We're going to try to win one at a time.
We've got some young guys, you know, going through a tough part of the season, obviously. You know, for the first, you know, maybe the first time in their career. And, you know, it's on us to, you know, the work keeps going. You work harder, you work longer, you work better. And, you know, that's really the only answer to it.
Our attitude is good. You know, we're looking forward to this next game. You know, we know we have to get a win this week, and we're focused on the Rams. That's it.
We're still not out of anything yet, even though I know the standings don't look the way that we would like them to look at this point. So, you know, that's doing your job, and every one of us is accountable to do that, and got to come in here and put forth our best effort and prepare hard and see what happens.
Kyle Orton said Wednesday it was frustrating how the offense stalled against the Chargers after marching down the field and scoring on the opening drive.
Motion, here's the handoff, Knowshon cuts back, Knowshon Moreno into the end zone.
This week, Orton knows he'll see different looks out of a 4-3 aligned defense coached by Steve Spagnuolo. Remember, he was the Giants' defensive coordinator back when they beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 42, the year McDaniels was the team's offensive coordinator.
With these guys, it's a little bit different. The identification has to be right. That's coming from me. I got to be able to get the line going the right way, get the backs going the right way to help us protect it up. They do a great job of disguising blitzes. They do a great job of playing a multitude of coverages behind their blitzes. You know, sometimes you'll get teams that, you know, blitz and you know you're going to get one coverage behind it. They do a great job of mixing up their coverages behind the blitzes. Which makes it tough on me, you know, because you got to, A, know that you're picked up, and B, now get your eyes on the secondary to make sure that you know what you got. So they're a good blitzing football team, and they're a good football team when they only rush four. They got guys that are, you know, high-energy guys that do a good job of playing the play a long time and getting to the quarterback.
We've looked back not only this year but in years prior. We've watched both of the games from 07 because, again, he had some success doing some things against our scheme that we may see again. So we're gonna relish the opportunity to try to coach and play against him and his scheme and their defense, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
The Rams will trot out rookie quarterback and number one overall draft pick Sam Bradford. Defensive coordinator Don Wink Martindale says is getting better by the game.
Their coach staff done a nice job of protecting him. He gets the ball out quick. He knows where he's going to go. And you can just see with his interceptions how they've gone down through the season, you know, and he's done a heck of a job of moving the team.
He's throwing the ball down the field. He's throwing double moves. He's standing in there against the blitz. He's, you know, converting third and 13s. You know, this is not a team that has you know, made this offense so simple that you can't make mistakes. They're asking a lot of this guy, and he's responded very well. And like I said, one of the most impressive things is the way that he handles, you know, situations that aren't ideal because a lot of people could throw interceptions and turn the football over and say, I'm a rookie. He has not done that, and that's a big credit to him.
There's very few guys, I think, in the league at quarterback that I think you can't rattle. So we definitely think we can rattle him. That's our plan each and every week to go in and try to see who the second screen quarterback is. And so our plan is no different this week. We want to go in there and have some fun and get after him.
Broncos-Rams kickoff is Sunday at 2:15 Denver time. DenverBroncos.com will live stream McDaniels' press conference after the game. And, of course, bring you all post-game highlights and reaction from the locker room.